And if you have a baby and you want to take him out to get some air, you put him in one of those things with wheels and you
see a baby buggy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember this one well. My little girl got paddled that day.
Oh.
She came in, she got my rubber stamp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean.
No, I don't think she did. I think she just got a talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, your sister's son would be your...
Nephew.
A child without any living parents is an...
Orphan.
Uh-huh. And then the court will appoint someone to...
A guardian.
Uh-huh. A girl's, let's say, aunts and uncles and cousins are her...
Aunts, uncles, and cousins are her kinfolks.
Uh-huh. Do you have any special term for a grown male person? Old boy, for example. I just saw this old boy.
I don't believe I do have any special term.
I haven't noticed it. I've been watching. This is one I just about have to pick up.
I just don't know anything about this.
I know. My uncle over in Elk City refers to everybody as an old boy.
Yeah. Well, of course, I might say this old boy, but as to forming that habit, I never did.
Uh-huh. And let's see, some names for girls here. George Washington's wife was named...
Martha.
And the mother of Jesus was named...
Mary.
There's a song, Oh My Darling Nellie...
Gray.
I gave you the wrong word. Oh My Darling Gray.
Oh, My Darling Nellie Gray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm one of
funny...
I'm one of funny old Nellie Gray, anyhow.
If a boy is named William and he's a little bitty fella, quite likely he'll be called...
Bill.
Uh-huh. Anything else you might call him?
William.
Or anything else?
And I said Bill, didn't I?
Yeah.
No, not to me. I don't
Billy?
Know. Billy? Oh, Billy, yeah. Billy or William or Bill. That's right.
Do you ever have any friends named Ralph?
Any son named Ralph?
No, friends.
Friends?
Uh-huh.
Oh, lots of them.
That was a common name?
I've got a son named Ralph now.
Ralph. Mm-hmm. Oh. Ralph Waldo.
Ralph Waldo Emerson, yeah.
By George, you really gave it to him, didn't you?
I gave it to him. And then I have a good friend named Ralph, too. Several of them.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Four books of the Bible. There's this one, and then Mark, Luke, and John.
Yes, sir. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Uh-huh. That's the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. I was interested in that. In some places, that's pronounced Matthew.
All I know is Matthew.
Uh-huh. That's all I know, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a family here named Cooper?
Cooper?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, lots of them.
And what do you call a lady?
The lady? Mrs. Cooper?
Uh-huh. Have you heard that called Cooper?
Oh, we called it Cooper all of our lives back then, but I learned better as I grew up.
Uh-huh.
But
Cooper, huh?
When I was a kid, there was a family lived next door to us, on the farm.
Who's
Mr. and Miss Cooper.
I talked to a man and asked him this question. He said, where's a family down the street named Cooper? Well, it's a funny thing. He keeps calling himself Cooper.
Well, you see, we always called him Cooper, and when I learned better, when you asked me the question,
uh-huh.
I called him what they should be, Miss Cooper. Uh-huh. Miss Cooper.
Well, I call him what they want to be called.
Well, there's no such thing as Mr. and Miss Cooper.
What do you call your local preacher? Let's say you're going to introduce him to somebody. I'd like to have you meet.
We always say we'd like to have him meet Brother.
Uh-huh.
Brother Green or Black or whatever his name is. A Reverend, very often we'll refer to him as Reverend.
Uh-huh.
Reverend Smith.
And let's see, my mother's sister would be...
My aunt.
No, my mother's sister would be...
Your mother's sister would be your aunt.
Uh-huh. And let's see...
Now some of them call it aunt, but I don't know anything about that. I always call it aunt.
That always seems strange to
me. A-U-N-T. Aunt, that's what it is.
If my